sometimes you have just a glimpse of someone, but there's a spark. You feel it. How do you get back in touch with them if you don't know their name or number?
Yeah, you do a little typey-type. Sure. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, man for woman, you, me, and a honk heard round the parade.
Okay.
To the dark-haired woman in the crowd, maybe 50 or 60 years old, wearing a tank top that said, I have a degree in clowning around.
What? That's a picture in your mind, isn't it?
I nearly tripped over my own oversized shoes when I saw you.
Wait a second.
There I was, 51 years old, yeah. Face painted, oh, marching along in the parade, doing my usual bit.
Sure.
Balloon animals,
yes.
Exaggerated waves.
Yep.
When suddenly you, front row, radiant, confident, certified in clowning.
Oh. Clowns need love too.
I pointed at your shirt, then at myself. You laughed. Not a polite little chuckle, a real from the gut laugh that made me forget my routine and frankly my training.
Training?
Then you yelled, I love clowns. And I, breaking every sacred rule of silent honk-based communication, yelled back, I love you too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I said it. Into the wind.
Yeah.
With a kazoo hanging around my neck.
Of course.
The rest of the parade a blur.
Yeah.
I mean, I may have made a balloon giraffe.
Probably
I waved at a fire hydrant.
Yep.
I think I high-fived the mayor.
Probably.
My heart was somewhere in the crowd with you, wondering, did you mean it?
Did you mean it?
Do you actually love clowns?
Probably. She had it on her shirt.
Could you love this clown?
Oh.
The man behind the makeup?
Uh-huh.
The guy who wipes off the smile at the night? I'd love to take you out. Maybe some dinner. Maybe a nice walk. Maybe I show you my less chaotic side.
Sure.
Followed by my slightly more chaotic side.
Oh, my.
I don't know. If the night goes well and you're feeling adventurous, I might just let you honk my horn.
Oh, wow. Not the horn. That's sacred. I mean, it sounds like
was wearing
a solid
shirt
connection.
That said, I have a degree in clowning around.
And like 50 or 60 years old.
I love that. All right, it's
Craigslist. Missed Connections. UPS guy, I promise I'm not usually like this.
Oh, no.
Woman for man.
Oh.
Listen, fun fact, I did go on a couple of dates with the UPS guy.
So you're saying already there's a chance.
Many moons ago.
All right.
To the tall, athletic UPS delivery driver who comes into my office building like clockwork.
Oh.
Hi.
Mm.
I'm the girl who absolutely fumbled the easiest interaction in human history.
Okay.
I'm recently single, emotionally vulnerable.
Mm.
So when you walked in with that box of office supplies, my brain just stopped.
Oh, no.
You handed me the scanner.
Mm.
I smiled like I'd never used my face before.
Mm.
And then as I was signing, I said, so, do you have a special package for me? I know. The words left my mouth and immediately turned around to slap me.
Oh, no.
I tried to recover. I really did. I did a nervous little half laugh as my body was in full system shutdown, but it was too late. The damage was done. I had become that girl. And you calmly just smiled and said, not today.
Oh.
Not today.
Oh, no.
I've replayed that moment 47 times, minimum.
Mm.
I'm convinced you went straight back to the truck, called your supervisor, requested a new route because there's a crazy woman in there asking you for things.
Oh, gosh.
It's been a couple of days. You haven't come back.
Oh.
I assume you hate me. You're delivering packages to people who use normal sentences. But just in case you don't see this, or you do see this, I think you're really cute, and I swear I'm not crazy.
Okay.
If you ever come back to the building, I will not say anything weird about packages.
Okay.
Maintain eye contact like a functioning adult.
Okay.
Possibly still blush, but like a lady.
Oh, okay.
And if by some miracle you don't hate me,
oh,
I would love to go out sometime.
Mm.
coffee, drinks, literally anything where I can redeem myself as a person.
Oh, gosh.
Signed, the girl who asked about your special package. And has not known peace since. The jokes write themselves, though, right?
I mean, my
sometimes
goodness.
Sometimes the lines write
sometimes
themselves.
Sometimes they write themselves.
Hey, UPS drivers, how many times? How many times have people
I'm sure that's a line
about your packages
that they've heard many, many times.
Many times. She's a little hard on herself.
So whether you are looking for the lady with the degree in clowning around.
Uh-huh.
Or the UPS driver with the special package.
Uh-huh.
It could be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection. I kind of need the clown horn to stick around.